Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Giving honor to God, to the Antioch family, those of you that are visiting with us today, if there be any, those that are listening by radio, internet, Paradise Ministry, we greet you once again in the blessed name of the Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. There's a word from the Lord that is taken from the Gospel, 1 John 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 3. 1 John, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 3. And we're going to pray before we begin our scripture. Father, we thank you for this day and time. We thank you for a word that will be shared, a word that will touch the hearts of your people. We know you, Lord, and we pray now, Heavenly Father, that we will come before your presence with a word of hope, commitment, and dedication, that someone will confess their sin and ask, what must I do to be saved? We thank you now, Lord God, for this time as we continue to honor your name. It is in Jesus' name we say, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
1 John, 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 3. I'm going to try to read it off the screen. My print is too little. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us, because it does not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And 3. And every man that hath this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. Thank you. You may be seated. I want to use our topic this morning, love, now I see it. Now I know it, I'm sorry. Love, now I know it. My brothers and sisters, over the last several weeks, we have focused our message on the topic of love because the month of February has been designated as the month of the heart. We have shared that in those series of messages that God is love. And in our message today, we will reveal how we can know this love. What I have discovered is that most people or most individuals make assumptions. They make assumptions about other people most of the time. And they do this not really knowing what plans God has for the individual, or even what plans God has for themselves. With that in mind, let's look at the gospel. Let's look at Genesis in the Old Testament. Individuals in Genesis, we are told, when Joseph's brother stood before him in Egypt, Joseph now was not a boy, but was a man. Joseph was not a dreamer, but a dream fulfilled. He was not a favorite brother, but a prince of Egypt.
Yeah.
Joseph was not a victim, but Joseph was a victor. My brothers and sisters, There are times within our life we simply don't know the plans God has for us. Many of you here this morning know my story. I was shipped from Dallas to Sacramento, from Sacramento to Louisiana. And what I have not shared to most of you was that I was also given the opportunity to go to New Orleans and to South Carolina. And after coming here to Louisiana, I was called to this church. And I believe that all of that was part of God's plan.
Yes, sir.
I know that because Jeremiah 29 and 11 says, For I know the plans I have for you, declare the Lord. A plan to prosper you and not to harm you. A plan to give you hope and a future. Brothers and sisters, we need to know what God has in store for us. My brothers and sisters, when we look at Sarah, Abraham's wife, all they saw was an old woman. But when God looked at Sarah, God saw the birth of a nation. When we look at John the Baptist, all they saw was a man clothed in camel's hair who ate locusts and wild honey. But Jesus said, I say to you, among those born of woman, there has not raised one greater than John the Baptist. We could also ask the question, was Jesus a good-looking man with straight hair and blue eyes? And the answer would be no. Not according to Scripture. Isaiah 53 and 2 said, he, Jesus, has no form of comeliness. And when we see him, Jesus, there is no beauty that we should desire him. We are told, my brothers and sisters, that Jesus looked common. Just like everyone else. And that word common means ordinary. Jesus was just an ordinary looking man. There are pictures that have him with blonde hair and blue eyes, but that's a misnomer. He was a man of color. He was a man that uniquely looked like you and I. My brothers and sisters, Jesus was special. He was special, and so are you, and so am I. Why are we special? 1 Peter 2 and 9 states, but ye, you, are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. That makes you uniquely different. You are special. You are wonderfully made. Why? Because God has pulled you out of darkness into the light. My brothers and sisters, and all of these people I just mentioned, no one saw their potential but God. God always sees your potential and mine.
Yes, he does.
And he desires for you and me to see the potential within ourselves. I've shared with you, there's no way I could stand here and preach 50 years ago because I had a speech impediment. I was nervous before I speak. And I remember Pastor Talbot telling me one. He said, Pastor Mathis, or did you ever get nervous when you were over that crowd speaking? I said, never. I said, I'm probably more nervous with 5 than I am 5,000. But the Lord knows our potential. And he wants you and I to know our potential as well. My brothers and sisters, I never dreamed that I would be a minister or a pastor. And I have ministered in many parts of the world. I have ministered in the Caribbean, all the way over into Italy. I never thought that I would go places that I have been and seen things that I have seen and touched lives that I don't even know I've touched.
Yes, sir.
But God saw the potential.
Yes, sir.
And I can honestly say, don't let the world determine who you are.
Yes, yes.
When they look at you, don't let them say you can't be more than what you are.
Yes, sir.
I'm reminded of my Dallas rearing. They say, is there anything good in Bonton? I came out of a slum-infested community.
Yeah.
Is there anything good that's going to come out of South Dallas? I came out of a place hooked between two projects. Is there anything good? And God is saying to you, don't let the world dictate your potential. The Lord, let the Lord determine who you will be. Let the Lord describe who you are or who you can be. Don't let the world influence and predict what you are going to become. For I can honestly say, without reservation, I can see nurses, I can see attorneys, I can see scientists, I can see engineers right in this church.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I see your potential.
Yes, sir.
Don't let the world say you're not good enough.
Amen.
Right. Antioch,
yes, sir.
We need to focus on the way God sees us.
Yes, yes.
Let those words of faith, those words of encouragement, those words of strength, let the seed of faith be planted in your heart and in your mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I once wanted to be an attorney and a doctor. I wanted to be something more, but I went to school and I became an educator, but God had another plan for me.
Yes, yes.
God saw my direction before I saw my path, but God knew my path and he knew my direction.
Yes, sir.
And God was allowing me to blossom. And I say the words that I'm giving you, let it blossom in your life.
Yes, yes.
Into the character that God has planned for you. I know the plans I have for you. The world may laugh and criticize you now, but an ugly duck turned into a swan. My brothers and sisters, in that third chapter of 1 John, John called us to fellowship. And then he called us to know Jesus.
Yes, sir.
It was the Apostle Paul who said the same call of fellowship when he said, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sacrifice, being made conformable unto his death. Philippians 3:10. That I may know him. Then Paul went on to say in verse 11 to state, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. And he, knowing Jesus, opened the door to a present experience of resurrection power.
Yes, sir.
You missed it. Knowing Jesus, knowing Jesus opened the door to the present experience of resurrection power.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And resurrection power means that we are brought from death to life by the resurrecting power of God Almighty.
Yes, yes.
I feel good. Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
K-A-Y-T, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Tell your neighbor, you're looking at one. You're looking at one. You're looking at one. You have no idea what God has brought me out of. You can't even tell when you look at me. I've been